My name is Danielle Holler. I'm the project director for the SNAP Education Project at Shepherd.
Explain what the SNAP Education Project is. I know it's a grant project that Shepherd got.
This is part of the SNAP Education National Program. We were able to get a subcontract to carry out SNAP Education activities as part of the larger statewide West Virginia SNAP grant that comes from the federal government. And so West Virginia University is the lead on the project. SNAP Education is the nutrition education part of what used to be called food stamps. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is now, it used to be called food stamps. So everybody that receives food stamps is supposed to receive some type of nutrition education on how to use their SNAP benefits wisely. And so part of what we do is to teach nutrition education in schools and in other places where SNAP recipient families might be participating.
And how much is the contract for?
It's $100,000, and it's a one-year project. And we've just been asked by West Virginia University to reapply, so we're very excited about that. And we're going to double the size, so we're reapplying for $200,000 next year. And so what this $200,000 allows us to do is to work with four schools in Berkeley County and three schools in Jefferson County. They're all elementary schools, and we're working on two components. One component is garden education, and the second component is smarter lunchrooms, which is working with school cafeterias. And so today we're here working on the garden education piece, where we have a formalized curriculum that's used in the classrooms, and then we have a component that's actually installing gardens. Some of them are in the ground, like here at this school. Some will be in containers, some will be in raised beds, some are in tires, actually. So the gardening will take place in all different types of school settings. So if they don't have land, we're going to do them in raised beds. And then we're going to be doing the smarter lunchroom component in all of the schools as well. And that's working with a food service manager at each school to try to help them socially market their nutrient-rich foods they serve in the cafeteria. So essentially we're helping them maybe redesign a couple of things in the cafeteria. We might work on giving them some posters to market whole grains or to market reduced fat dairy items. We might try to ask them to move their milk around, try to make sure the white milk is up front so that that becomes the first choice for children. We might work on lighting, maybe put a nice little, you know, light on the food service line to make it feel a little better coming through. I work on things like providing fruit baskets instead of having them just on trays. A wide variety of things that we can do just to help nudge the students to take the healthy choice.
What's the logic behind going for the students rather than their parents as far as education goes?
Well, it's twofold. First of all, the federal contract that we are implementing requires us to work with children. So that's the first thing. But I think the overall initiative or the overall approach targeting children rather than parents, which is what I do in projects all over the country as well for my outside of Shepherd projects, is that children, especially as young as, you know, pre-K through fifth grade, they're very open and accepting of new foods, of trying new things. And I have found that if I can educate them about why foods are good for their bodies, how it's going to help their bodies feel better, and that they actually do taste good even if they don't have them outside of the school setting, that they're actually then going home and asking their parents to buy things like asparagus and other unfamiliar things that they've had. And so we've been able to show systematically in a number of studies that I've run that children are influencing the purchasing behaviors and eating behaviors of their parents. We're sort of trying to get at them by way of the children, and we are finding success with that. We have a lot of anecdotal evidence that's been collected over the last 10 years in projects that I've been running where we have gardens installed at Head Start centers or elementary schools, and we have principals saying parents are calling and saying, one, how do I garden? How do I do this? My child's telling me about it. Or two, they're calling about something that the child has harvested from the garden and has enjoyed and now wants to have at home, and the parent says, where can I find this other than in the garden that I don't have? So we're seeing that it's having a real impact. And then if you focus on particular nutrient-rich foods, where if we have targeted education and fun experiential tasting opportunities and things like that, which are part of the Learn, Grow, Eat, Go curriculum, then the children, too, go home and ask for those same foods that they've tasted in the classrooms as part of the gardening education. It's a whole issue of exposing children, 10 tastes or so, and then hopefully their palates change, and then they start demanding from their parents that they go buy these things, and we see that those purchasing habits do change.